بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب النهي عن رفع البصر إلى السماء في الصلاة. There is the next chapter in which is the prohibition that a person must not raise his gazes towards the sky while he's in namaz. While we're making namaz, our places are fixed. When a person is standing in namaz, his eyes must be towards the sajda place. When he makes ruku, it must be on his feet. And then when he goes into sajda, we must not close the eyes. Commonly it happens that a person closes his eyes, but he must leave his eyes open and focus on the nose. Though we cannot see the nose, but we must focus there. When in a sitting position, our eyes must be in our lap. And when we make salam, on the shoulders. We shouldn't be looking more towards the right or left, but on the shoulders. So in this chapter, we are taught that we must not raise our eyes towards the skies. Lifting our eyes up and looking, there is a severe warning for this. عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت أنس بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said ما بال أقوام يرفعون أبصارهم إلى السماء في صلاتهم. What has happened to people? This was the common way when Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to correct something wrong amongst the people. He said, what has happened to the people that they are doing this? That some people are doing this. So he said, what has happened to some people that they are raising their gazes towards the sky in namaz? فَاشْتَدَّ قَوْلُهُ فِي ذَلِكَ حَتَّى قَالَ. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam issued a stern warning against this, and he said, لَيَنْتَهُنَّ عَنْ ذَلِكَ. They should come and stop of that immediately. Don't raise your eyes upwards towards the sky while in namaz. لَتُخَطِّفَنَّ أَبْصَارُهُمْ. Otherwise, their eyesight may be snatched away from Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will snatch away the eyes if a person, our eyesight, if a person raises his eyes. Though we are keeping our heads down, but we're raising our eyes and looking upwards. That we should be warned about that. The hadith teaches us that a person should be focused when making namaz. Very important to focus, and the eyes tell a person where he is focusing. And should not look around at others or at the sky. Salat is a dialogue between the worshipper and his creator. Hence, one should not engage in any such actions or thoughts which contradict this. Our thoughts also, and our actions, playing around with our hands, scratching the beard, scratching ear, all that. We should focus fully. Our eyes also, and our thoughts also. If one looks around to the extent that one's chest turns away from the Qibla, his salat will be nullified. If a person so much that even his chest turns away from the Qibla, then his namaz will also be nullified. Though I don't think any one of us does that to that extent. But the eyes, we usually move the eyes around. That we should be careful about. Then the next chapter, Babu Karahiyatil Iltifat Fi Salat Li Ghayri Udrin. There is the chapter on that it is makruh, it is undesired in the salah to look around in namaz without an excuse. If there is an emergency, something, it's a different thing. But normally, and in fact a person, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, used to be so devoted that even big noises took place around them, they did not even hear it. May Allah give us also such devotion in our namaz. عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الالتفات في الصلاة. حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها says I asked Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم about the matter of looking around in namaz. While in namaz our gazes are not where they're supposed to be, they're at other places. فقال نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said هو اختلاس يختلسه الشيطان من صلاة العبد. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it's a means of shaitan snatching away from a person's salah. In other words, we are reducing our salah, the sawab of our namaz. Shaitan is snatching away, is stealing from us. When we are looking around in our namaz, the value of the namaz is going down. And Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iyaka wal iltifat fi salat. Be careful, be warned, don't look around in your namaz. Fain al iltifat fi salat halakatun. Because the looking around in namaz, this is destruction, a cause of destruction in one's namaz. And how a person's namaz is, the rest of his life also becomes according to that. If our namaz is correct, the rest of our life will be correct. If namaz is not correct, the rest of the life will also not be correct. فَإِنْ كَانَ لَا بُدَّ فَفِي التَّتَوَّعِ لَا فِي الْفَرِيدَ. And if a person has to look around, really there is no reason. But if he has to, then he can, then in nafil, not in faraz. This doesn't mean that in nafil namaz a person got permission to look around. It means the guna is less in nafil namaz. So we should be careful. On one occasion, this was explained to the people that a person should focus at the places, as I explained at the beginning, that when standing at the sajda place, etc. One person who heard this, after about 2 months, he phoned me again and he told me that he had this habit of looking around at women commonly. And which is a common disease which we have got also, to look at woman, any woman that passes, we look at her, etc. So, and he was a pious person, it worried him. So he said, I made second nikah so that I don't look at other women. But he said the same problem still persisted. I was still looking around at woman. But he says, since I practiced on this in my namaz, to focus where we are supposed to focus, he says, since then, 100% Allah has saved my eyes from in outside namaz. That now I don't look at other women, etc. I don't look at wrong thing. We are called 5 times a day to the masjid to make namaz. And if we like servicing the car, our car is not serviced 6 months or 20,000 kilometers or whatever. It has to be serviced 5 times a day. And if we service it properly, then it will move properly on the roads, everywhere. So our focus in our namaz is also very important with our eyes. And oh, then the focus of the thoughts will also come. And then that namaz will become a namaz. May Allah grant us the reality.